Welcome to episode 195 of the Doodly Gawa Bookmakers at thedoodlygawabookmakers.podbean.com. Welcome to 2019, the next year of your life. First, let me tell you what I just recently finished, and then I will tell you what I hope to finish soon. What I recently finished were all 15 copies of Hunting Kanazawa, my language and guidebook to eating in Kanazawa, different restaurants. I have distributed free copies to all of the restaurants, one copy per restaurant or coffee shop, and they were all happy to see it. I just finished printing up extra copies, and I have two more places, a bookstore and another coffee shop, to give them to. That is what I just recently finished. I feel quite happy about it. Of the 15, I would say 14 are pretty good, and one is not so good. I might keep that for myself. The other thing I just recently finished was a 2019 schedule book, B5 in size, quite large. My first perfect binding. Perfect as in I use glue on the spine rather than sewing. And that came out quite nicely. I made a dummy copy just to see if I could do it, and I bound that up, and now I have a schedule book for 2019, which came out pretty good. It's still a little odd, but it's a dummy copy, so there's lots of marks of corrections in it, but quite nice. So I have finished a 2019 schedule book and 15 Hunting Kanazawa language and guidebooks. What I hope to finish in the next month or less is two schedule books that start in March. Fortunately, they start in March. They're getting to be quite complicated because of the 2019 schedule book I finished. I learned quite a bit about alignment and design and things of that nature. So I am adding them to the new schedules, and that makes everything a longer process of making it. Plus, the new schedules both require pictures. And that requires a bit of work, finesse, and alignment, which I've already learned about, which is coming out quite nicely. So I hope to finish these two schedule books this month or early next month so that I can give them to the person who wants them. Another thing I've been working on, of course, is my science fiction novel, which is now up to 40,000 words. And I think it's getting better. I'm going through it from the beginning and making changes. And one thing that caused me to stumble was the description of the ship itself. And after thinking about it, I went back and redesigned the ship in my head. And then I made it a lot simpler for me to explain. It's talking about clones and embryos, and I needed to describe that. Once I got over that little hurdle, I went back and made more corrections, and I'm getting less concerned about the amount of time that this activity takes place and more concerned about the characters and the plot, which I think is a better idea. I think people who are concerned about the time can find mistakes, but the main plot of the story is going to be more, and the characters, both are going to be more important than the actual time, which takes, I think, less than a month, less than maybe even a week. But the whole activity that they're doing is they're going from one place to another, and that will take 50,000 years. So that's why it's called an intergenerational love story. I'm working on it. It's 40,000 words. I have to start wrapping it up, or maybe I'll have a much longer novel than I think. But I don't think I can wrap it up in another 10,000 words. There are too many odd things that I have to wrap, not odd things, loose ends that I have to wrap up. Hopefully you will get it finished. You will get it whenever I finish it, which I hope would be before the end of March. And please don't forget that I have two books of short stories up at Amazon and Apple Books and two other places, Barnes & Noble and Nook. Barnes & Noble and Nook. Okay. I have two short story collections there, and coming soon will be a mystery novel. Please check them out and read what you wish, and I hope to see you soon. Thanks for listening. See you again next time.